Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Blogcast. It's December 7, 2015, and this is episode 500. Welcome to the 500th episode of the Martin Bailey Photography Blogcast. I did have a fun video hangout for you to watch today, but Google's gargantuan half-acidness has put the markers on that, so I've edited an audio backup for release today. I hope you enjoy this conversation, which would not even exist if it wasn't for Mike Sharkey James of the Petapixel Photography Podcast. So thanks so much, Sharkey, for your help during the recording and for creating the backup for us. You literally saved my bacon. Basically, what happened is we had a great fun conversation that I recorded as a Google Hangout on air. And, you know, I've recorded almost 100 of these over the last 4 years or so and never had a problem. So I almost didn't ask Sharkey to make the backup, but because I'd heard horror stories from Frederick Van Johnson of This Week in Photo about Hangouts disappearing, I figured it would be prudent, so I accepted Sharkey's kind offer, which basically saved the day. The video that you would have seen today is still marked as processing 48 hours after we recorded it, and only plays the first 45 minutes of a 1 hour and 20 minute conversation on YouTube. Because it's still marked processing, I can't even download the first 45 minutes, and there's no point in sharing half the video anyway. I literally feel like a photographer that shot a very important event has accidentally deleted half of our images. You know, I don't like to complain about a free service, but as we say here in Japan, there's nothing more expensive than free. Honestly, I'd rather pay a company for this kind of service than use a free service that only has half-assed commitment to provide that service. And that is exactly where Google seems to be with their hobby projects like Hangouts on Air. I, for one, will not be using this service again to record group conversations like this. Anyway, enough of that. We do have a show for you, thanks to Sharkey. Although you can't enjoy the fun video that we created, if that video should come back to life, I'll share it with you somehow. But for now, here's our conversation. And I'll include most of the participant images that we discussed in the Enhanced podcast, so you'll be able to catch up with them. And just if you're not on the blog already, just go to mbp.ac/500 and you'll be able to click on the images and check them out over there. So I hope you enjoy this. Okay, we're live. So welcome to the 500th episode of the Martin Bailey Photography Blogcast. This is fun. We've got a few people in the room. Welcome, folks.
Hello.
So what we're going to do is we're going to, well, first of all, I want to say thank you to you people in the room, but also to the thousands of people that listen to the podcast. And I'm really so humbled by the fact that we have the audience that you make up. And, you know, there'd be no reason for me to even be doing this if we didn't have you on the other end. I'd be talking to a void. So I want to thank not just you people in the room here, but everyone around the world that listens to the podcast. It has enabled me to change my life. I started this just hoping to share a few photos, get a few extra eyeballs on my work. 10 years later, on 500 episodes, and it's changed my life. So I really do thank each and every one of you for your support. And, you know, I love communicating with you all, and this is what that's all about. That's why kind of I decided to do this hangout. We did it for the 400th 2 years ago, and I just find that talking with the people that listen to me each week is really special. And so consider that if you're not actually here, then consider that you're in the room with us, and we're all having a big hangout party, and it's a love fest.
The fire marshal's not going to appreciate everybody in the room. Too many people.
Too many people. Yeah.
So we'll go around, and I'll ask each of you to introduce yourself as we go around and talk. But the plan for today,
is to talk a little bit about it. You know, this is a really self-centered thing to do, but I figure I've earned it having done 500 of these. But I'm going to ask each of you to talk about how, if either the podcast or interaction with me and the stuff that I do has helped or inspired you in any way. I'm going to start off. We've actually got a few messages from people that are not able to join us. I'm hoping that a few others will join us during the chat as well. But I'm going to start by introducing Sharky. And Sharky is the host of a relatively new but incredibly awesome podcast over at Petapixel. So thanks for your help today, Sharky. He's going to be keying up the messages and helping out. But welcome to the podcast, Sharky.
Thank you so much, Martin. It's really an honor to be here. I mean, you're one of my biggest influences in podcasting. I've been listening to you since I was just a wee little boy. believes that. No, it's been a long time. I want to say 9 years or so.
Long time. Thanks for listening. And it's really amazing that I was able to help you to get where you are. And the Petapixel podcast is great. You do a really, really good job. The production is top class. I can tell you're a perfectionist.
Definitely. No doubt about it. I was taught you either do it right or you don't do it at all.
Well, I was exactly the same. My mum always used to say, if a job's worth doing, it's worth doing well. I actually, when we were talking, because you'd had a sleepless night messing around with stuff, which I apologize for.
That's okay.
But you mentioned that you were a perfectionist earlier. I was taught to tone down my perfectionism in my old career in sort of working for corporate America. I was taught to tone it down because they say that you've got there's this 80-20 rule where 20% of what you 80% of what is it? 20% of what you do will result in 80% of your success and all of that. We can do a whole podcast on that. But perfectionism is a great trait, and I think it shows in your podcast. So having said that, let's key up the first message, and we will we'll go around the table after that.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, hi, Martin. This is Janet from the Yukon in Northern Canada. Congratulations on reaching 500. It sounds like an awfully big goal. I won't be able to join the Hangout, but just wanted to say to you, I enjoy your podcast, love your photographs, and really learned a lot from your little ebook, Making the Print. Bought a printer recently and went back to that ebook to make sure I was understanding what I was doing with the computer. So congratulations on 500. You're well on the way to 1,000 now, and I look forward to learning a lot more from you. It's great for, although I'm actually a senior in terms of age, I'm a beginner in terms of photography. So it is absolutely wonderful to have seniors in photography guiding the rest of us through the internet. So thank you very much for all your good work.
Thank you very much, Janet. That's a lovely message. I really do appreciate the fact that you found inspiration and it's helped you, especially with your printing, because we all know how much I love printing. Let's see, we've got Lee's joined the room. Hi, Lee.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to continue around the room. How about, so Omar,
again, support.
You've been around for such a long time. It's been a great pleasure watching you grow as a photographer, but tell us a little bit about your story and how I've managed to help in some way.
Well, I started listening just like Sharky, 05, 06 maybe. I had like a rebel camera, all plastic. Didn't really know how to use it, and started looking for resources and just stumbled upon, iTunes back then, top podcasts, and you were there. And right away, just listening to the soothing Martin Bailey voice, learning how to use the camera, learning what was important on the camera, and all your technical just got me more and more interested, and had to go from the Rebel to the 40D right away, and just kept moving it up from there. So inspiration wise, just learning, just actually learning how to use the camera, and super inspiration with that. So thank you, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Show us your bottle. What's that again?
Oh, this was in honor of you. It's a little something something. It's a beer out of California, Lagunitas.
Very cool. So, I mean, you've started to build a bit of a business as well, right? You've got an event photography event business that's starting to pick up for you.
Yeah, after doing flowerscapes, I moved on to shooting children's portraits. So I actually got very interested. I'm in New Jersey right now, but very close to New York City. And I specialize in shooting kids. And it takes kind of like a goofy personality to get kids. You know, not everyone wants to shoot kids. So
photographing kids.
To get a two-year-old to laugh and run with you and get pictures of kids was great. So families started getting me for that. And that morphed into shooting bat mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs. And now that's been growing. Like families now, the ones that were little kids are now 13. And so that business is growing. And you know, we talked a little bit about that, you know, what you went through, like your day work and photography. You know, you sort of come to this like fork in the road. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Excellent. Well, I'm really pleased to have helped.
I had myself muted. I was going to say photographing kids, not shooting kids.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah. Be careful.
I learned that
it's
hard way.
There's some people who put that. Yeah.
I learned that the hard way as a photojournalist. I said, oh, I got to get going. I have to go shoot the governor. And someone looked at me horrified. I go, I meant photograph the governor.
Photograph. Absolutely.
And when it comes to the president, it's always photograph.
Yes. Always photograph. Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so Sharky, do you want to queue up the next? We've got five people in the room other than ourselves. So do you want to queue up the next message?
Absolutely. Here we go.
Hi, Martin. This is Michael Jolliffe from Australia. I just wanted to say thank you for 500 episodes. It's an amazing achievement, and I wish you all the best in the future to keep going on, keep being inspired, and keep sharing all of your experiences, like learning new things and going over like concepts that haven't been covered by a lot of other people to help share the knowledge. It's been really amazing. I've learned so much from you over the years, and you've really helped me gain the knowledge that I have and put it towards making the photos that I want to be making. So I just wanted to say thanks again, and all the best in the future. You can have a look at my work on michaeljolliffe.com. That's michaeljolliffe.com. And everything there, I'd like to say thanks to Martin for helping me. Cheers.
Well, cheers to you too, Michael. Thanks very much for the message. I'm really pleased to have helped, and it's so humbling to me to hear such great messages. So thank you very much for that. Let's continue around the table. I'm going to go across to Rick next. If you, Rick, did you have some images that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I've got a couple here. First of all, let me congratulate you, Martin, on 500 podcasts. I mean, that to me is incredible. I haven't listened to anywhere near 500 of them, having only met you earlier this year. But the ones that I have heard have been really inspirational, and they've really helped me a lot. I was kind of struggling because I was one of the original owners of the original 70 and the original 1-400 Canon lens. And I have to say that I was really unhappy with those. And when they announced the new 70 Mark II and the new 100-400 Mark II, I was really skeptical, to say the least. I think it was through your podcasts and through your reviews that I gradually came around to even wanting to consider purchasing a 7D Mark II and a 1-400, which I did. And I have to blame you for that, because you were the one that got me turned around. So I just wanted to show you some of the images that I've taken with the 7D Mark II and the 1-400, not because I think they're going to be appearing in National Geographic anytime soon, but I just wanted to show you the experience that I've had with some of those. So I'll maybe just open that up in Bridge, and let me see if I can just share my screen here with you. What I wanted to show here, first of all, with the Gray Jay on the left, was this is taken at with the 1-400 at 100 millimeters. Wow. And what I really wanted to do was to be able to zoom in and show you the detail in the feathers, because typically zoom lenses will be a little bit soft at the beginning and at the maximum extent of them. So they're, you know, basically what I wanted to show is the quality and the detail that I'm getting here at 1-400, which I was, really, really happy with. Hmm. The next one of the mule deer was taken towards the other end at roughly about 340 millimeters. And again, I'm getting, pretty sharp detail. I don't know if you can really see it here, but you can, sure. See the whiskers, you can see the hair on the ears and that kind of thing as well. The one of the polar bear, the polar bear cub, that was shot from the back of a tundra buggy about 8 feet off the ground, handheld at 400 millimeters. And again, I was quite happy with the detail that I was getting on that, and the fact that the image stabilization seemed to be working well, despite the people moving around on the buggy and it kind of rocking back and forth. It wasn't quite like the fishing boat on Hokkaido, but it was close to that. So I was quite happy with that. The other one too, with the moose here, is that's handheld. That was again at 400 millimeters. But because it was so dark, I was shooting at ISO 1250 and with an f-stop of 5.6. So that would allow me to take a shot at 1/80th of a second, which, I don't get crazy shooting at a half a second, a quarter of a second, but to me, handheld 400 millimeters at 1/80th was a little bit of a challenge. And if you look at the moose here, you can see that his ears are back, which is, that's not a good sign. I've obviously got his undivided attention here, so all I wanted to do was to get the shot and get out of there. So again, I was pretty happy with both the exposure and the image stabilization on that particular shot.
Great. Where were you? Where was the shot taken?
This is in what we call Kananaskis country, so it's just outside of Banff in Alberta, Canada. Okay, the next shot I wanted to show was of a pelican, and this is just to show the zoom and the autofocus capabilities of the lens. That the pelican actually started on the other side of the river, and it was swimming and then decided it wanted to come over and fish with some pelicans just off to the right-hand side. So I was tracking this thing as it was flying towards me and zooming out and zooming out and zooming out. And to give you some idea of the wingspan of these birds, the only bird that I know in North America that has a longer or wider wingspan than this is actually the California condor. So these are pretty big birds, and this was coming and coming and coming, and of course I'm zooming out and zooming out, and then just as it started to bank and come in for a landing there, that's when I snapped the shot. So I don't know if you can see it or not, but there are little droplets of water that are still, sure, dropping from its feet. And I think the eye and the detail of the feathers, especially on the chest there, is pretty good. So I don't think that the autofocus is perfect by any means, but I think it is pretty good with that combination of lens and camera body.
Absolutely.
The next one I wanted to show is a little bit unconventional here in terms of the autofocus. Give you some idea of the scale. This is a garter snake, which would be roughly about the same diameter as your finger, and the head would be roughly about the same size as your fingernail. So we're looking at something here which is, you know, larger than in life. And you may look at that and say, well, that's not, you know, really too sharp. But if you look in the top right-hand corner of the frame, you can see the little bubbles. And that's on the surface of the water. So the snake here is actually submerged in the water, probably, you know, 6 inches or so. So I was really impressed that the camera was able to pick focus on something that, you know, is that deep within the water and still come up with a, you know, a half decent shot.
Nice.
And the last shot I wanted to show here, I'm a fairly conventional photographer, or fairly conservative, maybe that's the word I'm looking for. So I don't get carried away with, you know, ISO settings and that kind of thing. For me, living on the edge is ISO 1600. So, you know, I took this shot the other night just to kind of push it a little bit. And this is at ISO 3200, which for me is just being totally wild and crazy.
You're a rebel.
It was at sunset, so not a lot of light. This was in my backyard, and my backyard is actually faces north, so again, not a great deal of light. Shot at 1/640th, f/6.3, at 400. So I was quite happy with this, although I do start to see a little bit of grain and a little bit of noise, you know, kind of coming into the picture here a little bit. I don't know I would print this, but I certainly wouldn't hesitate to put it on my website or, you know, in social media or something like that. So, again, just a few indications here of how I think the, you know, the 70 and the 1 to 400 has... has really evolved. And I have to say, for someone, like I say, that was so dissatisfied with the original ones, that I'm quite happy with the purchase of both of these. And I don't hesitate now to grab that camera and lens and take it with me whenever I'm hiking out through the river valleys or into the mountains or wherever I'm going. So thank you very much for that, Martin. Thanks for your detailed presentations and evaluations on your podcasts. Without those, I doubt that I would have this camera and lens combination in my closet.
It sounds like you'd probably be a Nikon or a Sony shooter by now. So,
well, you know, I was actually very close to that at one point. But can I just share a quick story with you?
Sure.
I did mention that I was in Churchill taking a the polar bears or whatever. We were up there for a week, and Churchill, for those of you that don't know, is a very small, remote community. It's about 800 people. It's on the shores of Hudson Bay in Canada's subarctic. So quite remote. The only way you can get there is to fly in or take the train. There are no roads going in at all. My buddy and I had been out shooting for the day, and decided it was time to head back into town and get something to eat. So we go into the restaurant, and it's absolutely packed. It's crowded. Over in the corner, there's a table with just two chairs, so we decided to grab it before somebody else did. And as I'm taking off my parka and my, you know, my hat and everything, I happen to glance over at the next table, and there were two fellows, Itzhak and David, who were from Israel, and who I had met on Martin's winter wildlife tour in early January of this year. So, I've always said that you meet the nicest people in photography, and I think sometimes you get to meet them more than once.
That's amazing. It's such a small place, and then you meet two of the guys that not only had been on one of my tours, but on the same tour as you. So
that's really,
they're lovely guys as well, both of them.
Yes, yeah, very nice.
Yeah. So thanks for sharing that as well, Rick. It's but I really am pleased that you're happy with the 7D and the 100 to 400. It's great kit, and you know, I think that we've got such amazing, and this is not just Canon. I mean, we happen to be Canon shooters, but we've got such great technology at our fingertips now, whatever we buy into. So it's, but I'm really pleased that you're happy with that stuff.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. Appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. So let's move along. Rodney, are you,
Let's do that. Yeah. Well, I'm based in Canada. I live in Ottawa. I'm a telecommunications engineer and a part-time photographer. I do just enough commissioned work to keep me in toys, and been an incredible inspiration on where to, you know, use Martin Bailey's advice to separate me from my money. But it's been quite useful. I found you on iTunes and sort of picked it up and started looking at some of the topics, because there were a good number of podcasts already archived, and was able to say, well, that sounds interesting. I might learn something with that. And then you listen to a few more. My initial interest was more about the technology and some of the techniques in shooting. But then when you started doing the tours, you were going to some of the same places where I'd been before. Mm-hmm. And so your Iceland tour, you came up with all these incredible shots of Iceland. I know exactly where that is. And was able to actually compare pictures and say, oh, this guy's pretty good, you know. So, you know, now I'm kind of planning to go back to Iceland and correct some of the things that perhaps not as good as I would have liked. But I'm actually on a business trip, and I'm in Toronto today, so I don't have any photos to share. But certainly appreciate the inspiration of doing a Google Hangout. Obviously, we're all kind of having fun with it. But it's also great to meet you and some of our fellow listeners. Because it's an incredible diversity that seems to pop up on with questions and different suggestions, and so it's not just a blog cast; it's more of a community thing, and that's what the Google Hangout tries to capture. What Google Plus tries to capture, so that's kind of cool too. So, you know, I think that it's been really good work, and I think I'm a better photographer because of some of the things I've learned from listening to your vlogcasts. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Rod. I see that I see in there you've got yourself down as Rod, so I'll switch from Rodney.
No, that's fine.
But I really am. I'm happy that's how it's turned out for you. You know, it's a shame. We used to have a forum and an amazing community in there where we communicated regularly. But the spammers killed it, basically.
Spam.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
They just killed it. We couldn't keep them out, and so, you know, the nasty element of the internet. You know, I mean, I like to call them pond life because that's what I feel they are.
You were fighting Martin. Oh, forget it.
Yeah, it just wasn't working. So
no, it wasn't, and it wasn't worth it. It just got so gummed up. But you know, the other brief story is I was in Japan this past summer, and we had corresponded, and it looked like, you know, maybe we'd be able to meet face to face. And no sooner did I ever arrive in Japan than you took off on your Namibia trip.
Yeah.
So we didn't connect. But I was in Japan for the World Scout Jamboree, so I had a great time in Japan. We spent some time with my wife and daughter as tourists as well, and sort of capture some of the same pictures that I had seen in previous work.
Yeah, brilliant. You know, I think I emailed about this after I got back, but I ended up, I think it was on my way out to Namibia, like you say, and I ended up on a plane with. It was absolutely full of scouts, and I think that they just like booked that, you know, the jamboree had finished and a lot of them were going home.
Full of what?
Scouts, Girl Scouts.
There were 36,000 teenagers
my word.
In Japan, and from all over the world.
And I forget where they were from. I might have mentioned this in my email. It was like somewhere like Trinidad and Tobago or something like that. Yeah. But there was these two young scout girls sitting next to me. And I was so impressed with how polite they are. You know, they were just incredible. I said, so you've been to the Jamboree in Japan then? And they said, yes, sir. We had a wonderful time. And I'm like, I haven't been called sir like for a million years.
Much of my photography is based on event photography, and as a volunteer with Scouts Canada, it provides excellent subject matter, and sometimes it takes you around the world.
Mm. Yeah, I did hear that, Sharky.
Yeah, you're old. Right. So, yeah,
I think I'm older than you, though.
I don't know. We're both getting up there, I reckon. So,
thanks very much. Good work. Keep it up.
Thank you, Rod. It's my pleasure. Let's see. Oman, did you have some? It looks as though I saw you playing around with some photos. Did you want to share a few before we move on?
I'll go quick then, just so that others can talk. But I just wanted to show. Can you see the screen?
Absolutely.
All right. So one of the thing that was so inspiring about the podcast was the community. The little contest we had. You used to give out. You know, every month we had the assignment, and there would be the end of the month where it was like three more days, and I was like, it forced us to shoot.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic. That was the biggest thing about the community was. And I just wanted to show some of my like Martin Bailey inspired, emulations. Flowerscapes, like I remember, your Japan, your fall Japan. That was one of the first images that I had seen from your podcast, and I tried it. I was like, I never had the bokeh. Did I say it right? Bokeh.
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay. So I that's one thing I learned from you. So, extending the lens, putting the aperture down, and just seeing the shot for the first time, I did it just like he did. And so it began with flowers before shooting, photographing children. one of the ones I was very proud of was this one. It was very early on in your podcast, and I just caught a bee. I was doing the flowers, and a bee just landed, and there was some great backlight that was coming through there. But interestingly enough, I never placed in any of the nature assignments. It was the child. This one was for joy. We had a joy assignment, and it was great. I placed second on that. I was so proud. And we did an urban one. I remember we did urban, and this was New York City, looking up some buildings. And again, this was the community really gave me great feedback and confidence, and that's what the whole the podcast was about, which was great. So I thank you again.
Thank you. Amar, looking at your images there, I remember all of these coming in. And it was such a pleasure watching you grow as a photographer, and you've got a great eye. You really do capture some beautiful work. So
thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
The left
thank
one.
Thank you.
The left the eye. The left eye. The right one's not as great as the left one.
No, it's not. I've tried.
Okay. So, Susanna, do you want to... In fact, I'm going to share your images. Do you want to say something while I share those?
Yes, I do want to say something. I had the good fortune to meet Martin Bailey through the Arcanum, and I don't know how many of you know about the Arcanum, but he mentored me for, a year, Martin?
Yeah.
And it was probably the most fantastic year of my photographic life, and that's been a long life. So I just really appreciated, as I think Omar said, his soft voice. And
absolutely.
The way he communicates, it's very gentle, but very... directional. I don't know. It's just very constructive, and it would just every critique we had, it would just spur a whole new level of growth for me. And Martin, I've just been thrilled to know you and to work with you. And yes, I've listened to probably a half dozen podcasts, and I'm actually going to start listening to them much more
often. Get her off now.
I know.
I
met Martin through the arc. I knew Matt Martin through the Arcanum before I knew about the podcasts.
Thanks very much, though, Susanna. And it was a pleasure working with you in the Arcanum. And I'm not too worried about how I was, whether it was the podcast or how I was able to help. Mm-hmm. It's all an extension of what I started here. So
absolutely,
that's great.
Yeah.
But I'm going to flick through these photos. I don't know if you want to say something about each of them.
Okay. Well, this is, I do, what I typically do is in the winter, when it's cold, I go to the Biltmore Estate Conservatory and do a lot of close-up work. And I do some landscape, but I spend most of the season doing close-up work. So this is some of that. And this is an orchid, actually.
That's beautiful.
And,
Before we go on, I wanted to say that one of the things that I've always loved about your work is that it's really difficult to create a photograph that has so little in focus and yet be so compelling.
Absolutely.
And, it is. It's the way your eye, for the way you capture the lines and the it's very subtle, but there are lines that run through this. You can see this full screen, right?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Your eye and the way you compose these photographs for such an amount of abstraction, I've always been so totally impressed with this. And I think it's one of, you specialize in this kind of abstraction and intentional camera movement, and as we'll see in a moment. But you've just do this so well. So.
That's really great. And no one's doing that. If you look on Instagram no one's doing that. That's like beautiful.
Hmm. Thank you. It's getting even more surreal this year. I've been out shooting and I'm going, oh my gosh, my husband's going to flip. And this is also an orchid.
Look here though. You've got like this. This is the only part of the image that's in focus. But it doesn't need it. It doesn't need the focus. It all comes together right there in the bokeh.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. So here's some of your ICM. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, this is from this fall. We had a beautiful fall here. It took forever to get here, I'll tell you. I was panicked because I really, really wanted to shoot autumn color. And boy, when it came, Bonnie and I were out shooting a lot. And this region is just amazing. I don't know if any of you have been here, but we're in the Southern Appalachians. We're surrounded by national parks. Smoky Mountain National Park is nearby. The Blue Ridge Parkway is a road I take every day to travel around town. Then there's the Pisgah National Forest. This, I think, was actually taken in the Pisgah National Forest on a forest road, just an old dirt road. And the thing I love about ICM is that, there's so much more involved in it than I think people might realize. There's the light, there's the color distribution, and there's the composition. I had a blast. I had so much fun this fall. Another one. Now I have a vertical version of this as well. But I use some techniques. This is all done in camera, and I use some techniques that allow me to kind of capture a little more, there's just a little more definition than the kind of streaky, ICM, which I also love. I do some of that too, but I particularly like leaves and things like that. I've realized, Martin, that I just love trees, I have done so much tree work this year. It's like, gosh, and here's another.
I think we're both tree huggers. It's
not a bad thing.
I'm waiting for your shrub series. Shrubs and prickly plants.
Shrubs and prickly plants. I do have some shrub pictures, actually.
This reminds me, it's like Art Wolf. You know, Art Wolf finds like a piece of a scene that is completely, mm-hmm. you know, and just takes it, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thanks.
Amazing. It's lovely to see something that's not so literal.
Yeah.
Huh? What did you say?
It's lovely to see something that's not so literal.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you, Martin.
No, thank you. Thanks for coming on and sharing those with us today as well. It's it's really just lovely watching your you know, your images, looking at your images. And all the best. You know, I know that you're working on a number of projects. What's that poster behind you?
Oh, this is these are two posters from shows that actually I organized with friends Bonnie, Alan, and Joanne Sinkus, and we had a show in the Washington D.C. area, and then one here in Asheville, and we have some more coming up. I'm going to be showing at our local art council this year, and another one east of here, and so it's a lot of fun. I'm also launching my shopping cart in a few days.
Oh, there it is.
I'm so nervous about it, but it's almost finished. Well, and my newsletter. So.
Yeah. Well, if you, I guess that's a good segue then. If you see down there, SusannaHoustonPhotography.com, go and check it out and you know, subscribe to the newsletter. I've seen the first one that you sent out. It looks great. You're doing a wonderful job in your photography and everything. So
thank you, Martin.
Yeah. Hey, Martin. I just wanted to jump in and say maybe we should play another audio clip.
I believe we should. Thanks, Sharky. Let's do that.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Martin. It's Valérie Jardin. 500 episodes. Yay! Congratulations. This is just incredible. I'm at episode 63 on Street Focus, and I just can't even wrap my head around the number 500. It's amazing. Congratulations. So much hard work. And you've done a great job. And I'm sorry I can't be here with you today because I'm traveling. And it seems like it was just yesterday that we celebrated your 400th episode. I don't know where time went. Congratulations. And here's to 500 more. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Valérie. That's, you know, so Valérie does the, is it called Street Focus?
Yes.
One of the TWIP photographers. This Week in Photo podcasts, and she's doing a great job. Quick story about Valérie. She asked me a few years ago if she asked me for advice about podcasting, and I gave her the advice that she was looking for, but I also said, unless you have, you know, you got ideas on how to do something every week, then just don't bother starting. And she often tells people that when she asked me about podcasting, I told her to don't do it. But it's actually my advice was, it was practical advice, but it came along with, you know, only do it if you think you can stick with it. Because I think that doing something for four or five shows, I've spoken to so many people that have said, oh, I want to do a podcast, and then they start. And then you see it in iTunes, and then after, you know, the first three come out in like 3 days, and then you get one a week for a few more weeks, and then you get like a month later another one comes out, and then it stops.
It's called pod fading.
So Martin, in the 500, have you had, you know, peaks and valleys where there are times you're like, I don't know what's going to come, you know?
Yes, I sometimes, because I like to record before I release, but the reality is I often just set Mondays aside and do some Monday mornings. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, and yet by Monday evening I have a podcast in the feed.
Oh, great.
You know, sometimes it's easier. You know, I mean, I've got this Seconic. Take it out. Showing you the pouch isn't gonna really help. But I've had a draft for a million years about how to use light meters, and I mean I with digital, we don't need the light meter anywhere near as much as we used to, but they're a great tool for actually learning about exposure. And I love my, you know, working on exposure and about learning about how photographs are made up. And, you know, I mean, this thing, I'm going to release a podcast about this relatively soon.
501.
The great thing about this is that you can't see it here, but you can actually make a profile for this. You use a target, you make five photos of a series of gray patches. And then into this, I can now see exactly where my zones fall. And it shows me if I've got, say, F4 or F5.6 selected, it shows me how dark I can go, the tones in the photograph, how dark I can go before they start clipping and before they go totally black. That's and it's all here on the scale. So I'm going to do a podcast about this soon. So, you know, a lot of the time, what I talk about is really just about just coming up with ideas from my own photography. That's why I called it Martin Bailey Photography, because it was always going to be things that I hope would help others, but based around my own photography life. And so, you know, I think it's worked out pretty good. We talk about a variety of things, but yeah, some mornings I don't have a clue what I want to talk about. Other times I've got ideas. When I have an idea, I write a draft with sometimes just a sentence in WordPress. Yeah. And then if I wake up and I don't know what I'm going to talk about, I go through my drafts and I think, you know what, I can expand on that. And I talk about things that I pick out.
That's great.
And Martin, I've still got... Yeah, sorry, Susanna?
Oh, I'm sorry. What model was that Siconic? I have a Siconic, but mine's older.
This is actually about 8 years old. This is the L-758D. In the US, it'll be the DR because it's got the Pocket Wizard stuff in there.
Okay. But that's the one I got.
Yeah, they're brilliant. They it's probably the best meter that you can use. It's old, and I actually was a little bit disappointed because I only recently got the chart, the target that helps you to write the profiles, and I started to install the software, and it wouldn't work, and I had to call Siconic here in Japan. And when I called them, they said, well, we're not in any hurry to update the software for Yosemite. Not Yosemite. What are we at now? El Capitan?
Yeah.
10.11. I said, well, I've only just started to try and use it, and you're telling me it's old? That's not good. Turns out that there's a way that you can get it working, and I'll include that in the podcast. But, you know, it's already pretty old. But as part of that conversation, they said, well, we could send you the new one that we're trying to get in everyone's hands. And it's like crap. It's like, you know, it's got the thing with this. The reason I like this is because it's got a 1 degree spot. You know, this thing here, you look through here and you can get a 1 degree spot meter. And their new one that they're trying to sell people is 5 degrees. That's like center weighted metering.
That's pointless.
So, you know, you can't use it. And it's half the price. Yeah. You know, they probably would have given me a refund on some stuff, but it's just not worth it.
What's really great about that light meter is if you do a lot of flash, you can then, it'll tell you what percentage of your exposure is the flash versus the ambient. And that is huge as a learning tool. But those things are also like $500. so it's quite a bit of money, but it's great.
I think I paid like 68,000 yen or something like that for this.
Whoa.
Which is probably about 7.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. You should have just got a car.
Dollar.
It's probably in dollars. It's probably about $700, maybe a little bit more. Actually, at the current exchange rate, it might be a bit less. But they're not cheap, but they're a great. It's actually my second light meter. I'm not going to go on too much about that because, like I say, I'm going to do a podcast on that soon as well. Now that I've started profiling it, so
we gave you the idea. Credit Google Chat.
This is actually one that I've already started the preparation for.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so let me take a look around. We have, so Leah, I see you over, and Mike was joined. Tom's been in and out, so he's out at the moment. So, Lee, let me see if we can unmute you, Lee.
Do you want to play the special video we have?
Damn. Let's do that.
Can I unmute it now?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, got it.
Here
we go.
Got it. There it is. Yeah. Welcome back, Lee. So, okay. You're on. Have you got a story to relate or anything like that?
Well, I don't know how good I am at stories or not. I've been listening to the podcast for a long time. I don't remember what my first edition or first one was, but probably over 300 podcasts ago when I started listening. And I've just taken a lot of what I hear and learned from it. And continue to move on. And now my latest one is the printer that you probably muted me for right behind me. Based on Martin's recommendation, it came in today. So setting up a new printer.
Yeah. So basically, I recommended to Lee that the printer behind me here, I've got the Image Prograph IPF 6350. I think yours is the 6450, is it, Lee? Or something like that?
8400.
Oh, you went for the 44 inch after all.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Are we going to detail it with a red stripe now? Red canvas. All their new ones have red stripes on it.
Wow. So, well, congratulations on the new printer. It's going to be fun getting that set up. It's a little bit different to using a more commercialized printer, but if you get stuck, the documentation's pretty good. But if you get stuck, drop me a line and I'll try to help.
Well, my first challenge I'm overcoming is the last two or three computers I bought do not have a CD drawer in it. And of course, I'm not quite certain if I have the drivers downloaded correctly because I can't pop the CD in my computer.
Yeah, I would go to the Canon website and get the drivers from there anyway. They're more than likely going to be newer. Yeah.
And that's what I've done already is downloaded that. I'm almost to the point where I plug the computer and the printer together.
Ooh.
And see what happens. So.
Well, congratulations. You're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. I have my my test sheet already printed.
Wow.
Oh, boy. So,
That's awesome. Yeah, brilliant.
It should be ready to go.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for listening over the years, Lee, and I'm pleased that, and I love it when I'm able to help people to start printing, because I think that it's such it really enhances our photographic experience. You can see from the wall behind me, I love printing, and I think that these they enrich our lives. So and I see from your wall that you're already printing a certain amount, but you're going to have a lot of fun with that big baby.
Yeah, I have the, is it the 900 Mark II?
Mm.
It's a 13x19, it goes to 13x19.
Yeah.
So I do have that. And I also have for outdoor signage printer. So it's not that I'm completely brand new to a large printer, but for one of this type, pretty excited to have it.
Yeah. All right, if you've used the signage printer, it's not going to be that big a learning curve then. That's good. That's good. Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Lee. And if you have anything else to add, just pipe up.
Yeah, I might mute you again. You do.
Oh, no, you're very welcome. So let me do what I was just saying. Now, we've got a video to share. I'm going to share my screen again. My friend Chris Marquardt sent us a video over, so I'm going to share my screen and play that to you.
Hey Martin, it's Chris Marquardt. Just wanted to say congratulations to 500 episodes. Unfortunately, I can't be there live in the Hangout because I am asleep when you're watching this because it's in the middle of the night. But hey, that's what you get from international corporations. Hey, it was fun being with you in Hokkaido. I want to do this again. And yeah, again, 500 episodes. Keep them up.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Chris. Yeah.
Is he the only podcast that's older than yours for photography?
The only person that I've communicate with regularly, yeah. So Chris was the first, and then there was Brooks Jensen's Lens Work, and they
that's
all
right,
started
that's right.
They all started in the summer of 2005. Sounds like a Brian Adams song.
I know. summer of 2005.
Yeah, they started in the summer of 2005, and I started on September. My first episode was released September 2005. Mm-hmm. So exactly 10 years. I actually let the 10-year birthday slip by without really thinking much about it, but it was because we got the 500 episode just a little bit ahead. Yeah, thanks very much, Chris. And it would be great to do another Hokkaido workshop with you as well. It's a pleasure working with you whenever we get a chance to. So let's move on. So let's see. Mike, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on you won a photo contest today.
Ah, yeah, Martin. Yeah, that was fun. That was a little surprise. It's small town, but still it's fun. Let me think if I can get in the old camera here. I got in the middle of the night, so thank you. Made me a little bit late getting home, but I commented to Martin, man, it's all down to the podcast. And, in this case, very directly, man, because it was, it was your enthusiasm for Iceland that first put that on the map for me. And the image that won was a cloud shot from Iceland. Amazingly enough. So, and I'm sitting in Texas, by the way, which left me a little bemused by that. But
we couldn't tell.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Well, I was listening earlier about the Blue Ridge Parkway. I have to say, the accent comes from Mississippi and Alabama, although it fits here in Texas. And listening to the Blue Ridge, I spent 20 years living in North Alabama, and the Chirhola Skyway and the places you were talking about earlier, yeah, were really, that was really taking me back. That is just gorgeous country.
And yet neither of you have said y'all or fixin' yet.
it'll come. I don't know when, but it'll pop out. And I won't even be thinking about it when it does.
My roots are in Texas. I'm like a seventh generation Texan.
Lord, and you left. But I didn't know they allowed that.
Yeah, I never really lived there. I just spent summers, but so I was more of a northerner. that's no accent.
I moved here about 10 years ago, but it's a pretty place. But so I'm sorry I missed the beginning. Martin, how long has it been since the 400th hangout?
It's been just over 2 years, probably just exactly 2 years. I try to do one a week, and I usually miss a couple, so 50 a year. But yeah, you were in that hangout. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's great that you were able to join again.
Thanks, man. I feel selfish taking up a spot in this one, but
and no worries. There's a lot of people there was a few people that were intending to join us and weren't able to. And a few that said that they were going to be here but late, so it certainly isn't a problem. I really appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, well, it's been a lot of fun. As for the folks that were new to this one, when I first found Martin's podcast, I'd started commuting down here when I moved to Texas and found the podcast, and I actually went back through the feed and have rolled through all of them on the drive for the longest time. Yeah, for the longest time, I could listen to them just one after the other. And then as I was realizing I was catching up to the present day, it's like, oh, man.
Now you have to wait.
You've managed to listen to Martin more than his wife has.
It's possible.
Years ago, right?
It was several months of catch-up time, and by the end of it, it was a very compressed from the IT full-time job to full-time photographer. I mean, it covered that span. And, by the end of it, I felt like I knew Martin pretty well, and which was a strange thing, but it was a really incredible journey. And then it just slowed down so much.
As you started to say that, you said at first you were able to listen like one after another, and it sounded for a moment as then you were going to say, but then I got sick of listening to your chunks.
Yeah.
I realized that you meant, then you had to start to ration yourself because you were only going to have one.
I was running out of time, right? I was running out of time. No, I mean, I remember the big tease, I've got something big coming up when you were going to announce the switch from the day job to the you know, to the full time. And I'm sorry, I don't know how to say the gentleman's name. Jack, is it Andrus?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that had supported you out of Australia for so long and catching up with a tweet of that, you know, months or years when it was old and out of date. So yeah, it was just a good journey.
But, yeah, Jack's a wonderful person. You know, he's so generous. But I mean, I actually stayed at Jack's home with him in, I think he was in San Jose, Cupertino. He was staying in Cupertino when I was in the US in 2012 for my Pixels to Pigment workshops. And, you know, he let me into his home and, you know, we had a great time. He even loaned me his car to drive to really write stuff. So such a generous, wonderful person.
Now, did you drive on the right side of the road or?
Well, I got halfway there and wondered why all of the horns were blasting at me.
And all the friendly gestures you got. They were just pointing the right direction for you.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're listening, Jack, I know you still listen occasionally. So if you're listening, thanks so much for your support back then, and you know, with your WebSpy sponsorship, but also just for being such a great friend over the years. It's always been such a pleasure. Seeing as I just saw Iberian X Perillo from the Candid Frame jump in, and he's left again. He was actually out at work and said that he might be able to join from 7 o'clock-ish in PST, which he's about now. Hopefully Iberian X can come back in because he's been amazing. You know, he's been podcasting almost as long as I have, and just I love his voice.
It's like, yeah, I was going to say, do we really want him here to show off?
No. Have you heard Matthew Jordan Smith? He has a podcast as well. Another great voice.
Oh, really? Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, I think, well, it was nice to see at least Iberian X's as icon pop in there. Hopefully he'll be back. I'll tell you what, do you want to key up the next message there, Sharky?
Sure, I think we've got, here we go, we've got one more. Dave Steckler.
Hi Martin, this is Dave Steckler. Congratulations on your 500th podcast. What an accomplishment. You do a great job, you're a great teacher, and I enjoy very much listening to your podcast, and I look forward to many, many more. I also want to mention that I'm deeply appreciative of your counsel, guidance, and mentorship in the Arcanum. I've learned a great deal, and look forward to learning some more from you before I finish up my tenure there. As well, I am definitely looking forward to our trip to Iceland next year. Congratulations again, and keep it up the great work.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So, yeah, Susanna's nodding there. Susanna knows Dave from our Arcanum cohort. He's another great photographer that I've worked with in the Arcanum over the last year. It's just been so much fun. I haven't really spoken much about the Arcanum in my own podcast, but this is something that Trey Radcliffe set up, and I've been teaching a cohort in there for over a year now. And it's a lot of fun. I get to meet a whole bunch of great photographers like Susanna and Dave. And so thanks for the message there, Dave. I know that you listen to the podcast, and so hopefully you'll catch up on this later. It's a pleasure. I was hoping to show, he's got this photograph recently of these beautiful colored mountains with mist and cloud above and a bit of rain dropping down there. And it's just an incredible photograph. I was hoping to be able to show you that, but unfortunately Dave can't join us today. I am going to do one little plug. Look at this. There's a company in, I believe they're in Norway, and I want to say thank you to Carl and Stein for sending me these Valette photography gloves. They are pretty amazing. I'm looking forward to taking these out in the winter time. This is another thing that I'll be mentioning. Probably, I don't know if it'll be a full podcast, but these things are, let me just put the box down. These things are incredible. They have these really cool, like, photography. They've got a camera and stuff in there, but they're great. They've got the flip top fingers so that you can get your fingers out to use your cards in the cold. This is a brand new company. This is one of their first batch, but you can find these at photographygloves.com, and I believe they ship worldwide. So if you're looking for some good, warm winter photography gloves with great grip and flip-top fingers, then check those out. So let's see. I actually have another message here from a wonderful listener named Nick Nieto. I'm going to read this out because Nick asked me to. So first of all, congratulations on episode 500 and what an accomplishment. Listening to you over the years has been such a great learning experience for me. I particularly love hearing the approach and thought process you go through when working on photos and shoots. Hearing how I always mess this word up, methodology.
Yeah.
methodically, that's it. terrible with that word. Okay, I'll start that again. Hearing how methodically and with care, if there's a mistake there, with care you approach things really has helped me with how I approach images both during editing and shooting. Looking at the nuances and details with much more care than I did before listening to you. Thanks again for all the effort and time you put in. Congratulations, and here's to many more episodes to come. So, Nick, thank you very much for that wonderful message. I really appreciate it. It was cold when I started here. I'm going all red because I've got like this. I've got all thick winter clothing on, and it's getting warm in here now.
Please don't remove anything, Martin.
You know what?
It's a family show. Come on, we're going to maintain that clean rating.
I don't want to start stripping off. Though.
No, it's not worth the ratings. Come on.
So. Let's see. It looks as though Iberian X is not able to join us again. So thanks for popping in for a moment at least, Iberian X. Always great to see you, my friend. I think we're just about coming to the end. We've got no more messages. I do realize that a few people tried to get in, but I actually couldn't find you in the list to invite you. So sorry about that. It's a Google Plus thing. Typing your name in doesn't always give you the right person. But anybody got anything else to add before we start to wrap up?
We love you, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Like I told you before, Martin, there wouldn't be a Sharky James hosting a podcast if it wasn't for you. Between you and Frederick Van Johnson, Chris Marquardt, Ted Forbes, you guys inspired me. And as I told you before, I was going to start a podcast in December 2009. But, you know, when you're a working photojournalist, they work you so hard. You don't know what your hours are like. Mm-hmm. I just didn't start it until, what was it, about another six years later or whatever. And so there'd be no Petapixel Photography Podcast. How's that for a plug? Petapixel.com/podcast if there wasn't a Martin Bailey, I think. So you've been a huge inspiration to me and so many, and I thank you for that.
Not at all. Yeah. Sorry about, you know, we talked briefly about that when we started, but I didn't really give you a chance to talk again. So sorry about that, Sharky.
That's okay.
I want to mention again, though, you know, you have done such a great job with the Petapixel Photography Podcast. I know that you spend a lot of time working on each episode, and it all shows through. It's one of the sort of production that people should aspire to. So thanks very much for what you do. I'm enjoying listening to you, and I'm going to stay a loyal listener as well. Awesome. So as long as they don't change you, if they change it to someone else, I'm out of there.
Hey, you never know. I appreciate it.
Not at all. It's really humbling to hear stuff like that, because for me, the strength in my podcast is the fact that I've been doing it so long, and I'm just a stubborn son of a whatever. You know, I don't know how to quit, but I don't want to. I've mentioned this before. I think I talked about it recently in my mental checklist episode as well. But the photography has helped my photography. I think that, you know, they often say, if you want to learn something, teach it. It helps you so much to go through and really figure out the mistakes that you're making by putting yourself in a position where you're talking about it to other people. And I've never really been so presumptuous that I think that I'm, you know, I know that I'm just another guy with a camera. But I just decided to take the time to share what I was learning. And I've learned so much over the last 10 years. I know that I've become a better photographer for doing this. And by maybe in another 10 years, I'll figure out where to put the film. And you know,
film, but, what's that? No, I don't want to start a war.
No. You know, Martin, I said before I wasn't on my regular laptop because I'm away on a trip, but I did find one picture and I just did a screen share with it.
Oh,
it
brilliant.
Should look fairly familiar too, yeah. Because it's almost the same one that you took. That was 2012 in Vik in Iceland.
It's almost exactly the same composition and everything. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and it was done quite independently. But I went back years and said, yeah, it's a little bit better. So there you go. Good work. Keep it up.
Thank you very much, Rod. You know, that's a beautiful place. Vik, it's the little town of Vik in Iceland. Is that...
That someone like, has something to say.
Hey, is that your pooch, Mike?
I apologize. I am dog sitting at the moment.
No need to apologize.
They're telling me it's treat time.
So I think he said y'all.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Oh, man. Be right back.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, you know, so what I'm going to do is we'll start to wrap it up there anyway. Does anybody have anything to add before we? I know that I've just asked a couple of times, but.
I added Sharky's podcast. Yes.
Nice. Yes.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Do that. It's you know, it really is a great show. So I mean, even though he wasn't able to get in towards the end here, I'm sure that most people already follow Iberian Nexus Candid Frame podcast as well. But that's just amazing. The Candid Frame.
What's it? Candid Frame? Is that what it? Okay.
Yeah.
It's part of the TWIP network.
The Candid Frame is, yeah, just go to thisweekinphoto.com. It's one of the podcasts that you'll see up there. And check out the rest of those as well. You know, the Frederick Van Johnson does an excellent job, and he's building a little bit of a harem over there with his various podcasts that he's bringing in. I'm still thinking that, you know, and I was talking with him about bringing the Martin Bailey Photography podcast in there. I'm not sure whether we're going to do that or not. I'm still sort of mulling that over. But thank you very much, folks. Great.
Absolutely. Mike, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. You know what? I just realized, you know, on the left side, we can get these Google effects. And as we finish, we can actually just all put on hats and.
Oh, nice! All right, here we go.
Cool.
How do you do that?
So, if you hit the Google Effects button on the left side, there on the in the left toolbar.
That's not creepy at all.
Oh yeah.
There we go.
Hey, maybe, Mike, you can just grab one of these with the pooch there.
How do you position
it? I like it.
No, you don't, go. You don't position
wait,
it.
Wait, wait, no. Here it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It knows where your eyes are.
That's a riot.
In honor of hungry dogs.
Oh, there it is, Sharky.
Hey, look at this.
You gotta be careful, Martin. I'll bring you dog food.
You can double up, look. You can do the hearts and the eyes.
I've got glasses.
And the crown.
I've got glasses on top of glasses.
I gave you a cake there.
I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, brilliant.
That's really cool.
There we go.
We've all become 12-year-olds now.
We should have started this way.
Hey, look, I finally hit puberty here.
That's pretty impressive, Martin.
Oh, wait, there's more. Where did the beer come from? Oh, look, there's extra.
I like that, Rick.
It doesn't get better than this. This is very innovative, as Martin said.
Wait, screenshot here.
Hey, you look good in that doggy mask, Omar.
Nice. What if I dance?
My candle won't blow out.
I like your cake. How did you get the cake there?
It's really on the last one. Props. Really it's really the cool. only prop. So.
Okay. Yeah. We've got fanfare.
There we go.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Martin.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what a fun note to end with. I'm going to leave my goggles on. And
then there's Lee over there. Leah's not participating.
Leah's like,
I don't know you guys. My grandkids don't even act like this.
I've been touching my phone screen there. I'm living in the internet dead zone. Go with the cell phone. I was touching my screen trying to find out where I could get a hat too, but I just stuck with mine.
Yeah, I think it's probably you probably need to be on a computer, but
yeah,
it's the thought that counts, Lee. I could almost sense you struggling to get something on your head there, but
he wanted to be the bearded clown, but I'll represent him.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I am going to go and find one last. Here we go. We've got. We'll wrap this up with a few of these sounds. But thank you very much for joining everybody. Yeah. It's been a pleasure spending the 500th episode with you all. And thanks, Sharky, for all of your extra work that you did. And
for what you're doing with the sleep is overrated. The
Petapix. Yeah,
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Literally.
Right?
Let me tell you, folks, I was last night, it was like 10 p.m. Japan time, and Sharky's sending me all of these emails. Oh, I've got the mixer done and this, and I'm thinking it must be like ridiculous time there. What time was that when you went to bed?
It was 6 a.m. My daughter was just getting ready to go to school.
Wow.
So, but I wanted to get dedication. It done for you, so. You know, it's all in honor of you. I wanted to make sure you guys, you know, got the lights all set up. Hopefully there's good video, good audio. And
You're amazing, Sharky.
Thank you.
Attention to detail will not go ignored in the world of podcasting and whatever. So thank you very much. Again, it's been a pleasure. I love this. You look great in that, Suzanne.
Oh,
this sound effect is in honor of Susanna and her new shopping cart that she just is getting ready to set up here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody. It's been a pleasure, and hopefully you'll continue to listen to the podcast, and we'll be back here for 600 or whatever. And
that'll be
thanks,
fun.
Thanks a million.
All right. Congratulations.
Bye.
Bye.
That was just so much fun. So, thanks so much to everyone that participated and those that sent email and their voice messages. It really is nice to be able to reach so many people each week, and the fact that you stick around and lend me your ears and your eyes and just support me so much like this. So thank you once again, and thanks a million to Sharky. I can't tell you how thankful I am that we had this audio backup. It wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So really, I just thank you so much. So we'll wrap it up there, and I'll be back next week with episode 501, and we'll just start to trudge on towards 1,000. Thanks very much for listening. If you got this far, congratulations. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends, and if you don't already, please subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with that 501st episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.
I'm just sticking around.
Ah.
I think Martin's gone. It's just you and it's just Mike and Mike. I'm also Mike.
It's just Sharky. No, wait. Mike? What? No, Sharky.
Mike's my first name.
Is it? All right.
Everyone's all right. A Mike. So, all right. It's good meeting you.
Good meeting you, man.
Talk
Have
to
a good
later.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.